Welcome to the Points Taken Podcast. My name is James Keeley. With me, as always, is Sammy Schaefer. How you doing, pal?
Man, it feels so good to be back.
Three seasons. We did three seasons.
Huge.
Episode one, how many total?
101 total.
101. They said it wouldn't last. Huge. Eventually, they'll be right. Rookie mistake. Who is calling?
God, sorry. I didn't turn the ringer off. It says, haven't calling.
You should probably get that call.
I think so. Hello?
Hello, boys.
Ozzy!
You made it to heaven.
I was surprised it's you, Sammy.
You're the Prince of Darkness. How are you not in hell?
I took a look down there, but it wasn't fun like I thought it would be. Just a bunch of psychopaths and Catholic priests.
Well, you deserve a place in heaven, Ozzy. You brought a lot of joy to the world.
Oh, thank you for that.
What's heaven like, Ozzy?
It's fucking great, man. It's anything you want it to be. You can get anything you want. And there's no pressure to tip people just for doing the fucking jobs.
That sounds like heaven.
Enough with this over-tipping.
Plus all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Lots of drugs. I mean, lots, man.
I can't wait.
Well, this has been an honor. Thank you for everything, Ozzy. We're such fans.
Good luck with season three, boys. All aboard!
Holy fucking shit!
What? Ozzy called us!
From heaven!
I can't believe he's still working his ass off calling podcasts!
People were like, oh, this show's gonna suck. Well, guess what? Fucking Ozzy Osbourne's calling us. What did you do today?
In your face.
Jack shit, probably. Alright, we can't... Damn it!
Oh,
I'm
never this popular, I swear. It's let's see who it is.
I'm just looking down on my two favorite dudes from the PTP.
Hulk!
How's heaven, Hulkster?
I said my prayers, took my vitamins, and now I'm living my best life in the next life, brother.
I was so bummed when I heard you pass, but I'm glad you made it to the kingdom.
Inspiring millions of Hulkamaniacs got me a first-class ticket here, dude. They have everything here. World-class fitness equipment, fine dining, segregation.
Wait, what?
And that's just the beginning, brother. We got wrestling feuds, tanning beds, whites-only water fountains.
Hulk, please!
No mixing of the races, potato skins, I mean everything.
It feels kind of ruined now.
Yeah, we gotta go, but thanks, Hulk.
We got brothers, but not those kind of brothers, brother.
Oh, shit. I feel a little guilty for scolding him, so I put on my shirt and I got us a couple of cold ones. What do we got here, Sammy?
We have got the real American beer.
We tried it last season. I remember we both liked it.
We did, but I think after that, little bit of a racist rant. I might just cover it up a little bit.
All right, let's be real. Oh, shit. He did it. Several years ago, he apologized profusely.
Mm-hmm.
It was caught on camera by his friends who were recording him.
Yeah,
okay.
Friends.
I don't think a lot of people say are like, I'm going on a racist tirade in front of my friends. But people have definitely shared things. They're like, well, don't say that shit,
yeah.
You know. I mean, badmouth. And how many people do I badmouth when the cameras are off? All of them.
Everybody.
All of you.
Yeah, everyone.
Thanks for watching. No, but, you know, there's a private conversation. He was embarrassed. He has a... It was a bad situation. He went on a tour, but it really tarnished his legacy. And all the people that wanted to drag him when he died... They did it, and then some.
Yeah. Oh, he absolutely got dragged when he died. I think people were, like, waiting for it just to be like, fuck this guy.
But he was the greatest. I think he was the greatest wrestler. I always said it was Flair, but I think it's Hulkster. Who thought that Flair would outlive Hulk? And who thought that Ozzy would be a better, like, a more behaved guest on a podcast? Oh, man.
You can tell Ozzy's enjoying his retirement, and Hulk is just leaning into Hulkster.
Well, yeah. Leaning, going back. There's no consequences here. I kind of sound like him.
Yeah,
that sounds like the other guy. We lost a lot of people since the end.
Yeah, 2025 was crazy.
I looked these up. These are people that we lost from after the Super Bowl to now.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in season one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was like an American hero that's like in their late 80s, 90s? And it was Gene Hackman. We said, please don't die, Gene.
Yeah.
I love you, Gene.
Oh, he's so
and he
amazing.
Fucking died.
Man. And that was, that was sad.
Died.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, Hulk, Michael Madsen. Great actor. A lot of great roles. Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner. Tragically drowned. Val Kilmer. One of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest.
Huge loss.
Terrence Stamp just died. He was Zod, General Zod in the first Superman.
Yeah.
Zod. He was a great Zod. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, Sly mm-hmm. Stone, Sly and the Family Stone, George Wendt, Norm from George Cheers. George Wendt,
I forgot about him.
David Johansen was from a band called the New York Dolls. He also played the Ghost of Christmas Past in Scrooge.
Got it.
The cab driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And he also turned later into his career, he was Buster Poindexter. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Terrible turn, but had a great, interesting. He wore a lot of hats.
Yeah,
I really like David Johansen. He was interesting. And the New York Dolls is a band I discovered later in life, and they're good, and they inspired, like, you know, a lot of some great big bands. And then George Foreman,
oof,
who had 19 kids named George Foreman.
It's easier to call them, but they're all the same name. You can't mess them up.
But if you ever go back and see, like, any of these old boxing matches, oh my God, Foreman was a hell of a boxer.
Yeah, absolutely. A hell of a boxer.
Mm-hmm. And then, to tie it all together, people say Hogan could tell some tall tales,
mm-hmm.
but he says that he had the same agent as George Foreman.
Okay.
And he goes, I missed a phone call. And he says, I have this product for you, but I gave it to another client, and he gave him the George Foreman grilling machine. It was supposed to be the Hulk Hogan grilling machine, and he made like $1 billion on it.
I could imagine the Hulkster grill. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
But he, you know what? He was a salesman like no other. He could have sold the shit out of it.
Absolutely.
The thing sold itself.
Absolutely, yeah.
But who knows? Maybe Hulk would have, you know. But people love those grilling machines, especially if, like, you live in a small apartment.
It was good, yeah.
Like, college kids had a ton of that stuff. So my phone blew up a couple days ago. Did you see the news? I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because on this podcast, we tell the truth. And the truth is that we believed that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were in a fraud sham relationship for clout exchange.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get a lot of her fans, younger, especially female and homosexual fans, into the NFL. And they were going to, the NFL was going to expand their brand, and she had that world tour,
mm-hmm.
and she was going to get all the exposure from that and get more people into it. And maybe, you know, you turn some people who are like, oh, I'm not listening to Taylor Swift, like, oh, Travis Kelce, you know, having a good time with that one. Well, maybe I'll listen. Who knew? It blew up. They made a ton of money off it. And everybody was like, oh, you're full of it, blah, blah, blah. Now they're engaged.
Yeah.
2 years later.
Big news.
Now they're engaged. So we should apologize, but we're not stupid, because this is still a sham. It's bullshit. They announced it 9 days from the start of the fucking NFL season, and she's got another album coming out.
Yep.
They're just milking it, baby.
Absolutely.
This is what they're doing. They're milking it the whole time. We are not apologizing. We will die on this fucking hill until I see her have triplets, Travis Kelce's triplets. We're done. We're more and more. It all adds up to me having the theory that no one had first. A lot of people had it second.
Yeah, no, you were early on that.
Early. Mm-hmm. What else have we missed besides, you know, being front runners on this thing? You doing good? You look good.
Oh, man, thank you. Summer was good. Summer was real good.
You were looking a little fleshy last season.
Oh, I put on like 20.
And now I'm looking fleshier again. So
I had like extra 20 pounds last season.
Well, I put on a solid 15 since the end of last season.
My stripper retirement was really good to me last year.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was. I was shrinking, and you were finding the weight that I lost, and now it's vice versa.
We're just passing it back and
forth. Now things are, the balance has been restored. I put on this shirt today.
Yeah.
Not good.
Just fit. Didn't fit at all.
Not good. It looked like a fucking sausage tied.
Nice.
It was awful. All right. We're back. We're not going to make this a long episode.
Nope.
We're going to make this a motherfucking fun episode.
Yeah.
Let's have another drink. Boom.
Are these game day drinks?
Sammy.
Yeah.
It's time for everybody's favorite game. Are these game day drinks?
Already two drinks in. I like it.
Two drinks in? What do we got?
We've got Broken Skull IPA. This is the Stone Cold Steve Austin's beer out of, made by, who is this by? El Segundo Brewing Company from Stratford, Connecticut.
El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've watched this show. I'm a big Stone Cold fan.
Yeah.
Is Stone Cold on your Mount Rushmore? Is he in your top four wrestlers of all time?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. We did our top five.
We did. He wasn't in mine.
I believe he was in mine, but I could be wrong.
Well, it's Hogan, Flair, and then it's open for discussion after that. But those are the top two for sure.
All right.
But I love Stone Cold. His run was just a little too short. But I love Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was amazing.
Now, he's been hawking this beer.
Mm-hmm.
Broken Skull. I like the name.
Gotta love the name.
Cheers. He's the Texas rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch. All right. Now let's do let's try this and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Cheers, brother. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's 6.7% alcohol IPA.
Now, I've gotten into IPAs more in the last couple of years. I used to be a lager guy, strictly.
I feel like you're going to be biased on this one because it's stone cold.
But I can't remember. What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think about IPAs? Are you an IPA guy?
Yeah, I've been telling you. You know, you're supposed to go off my face here.
Okay.
But no, I tend to be.
The over.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I think you're going to do this as a. Okay. And all right.
Now let's see how rusty we got.
Yeah,
Sammy.
Yeah,
you got this at a 7.7.
Ooh, 8.1.
Oh, pretty 8.1. Good.
I actually like it a lot.
Pretty
I do like
good.
It a lot. Yeah, it's a good flavor to it.
All right, now what do you think?
I think you 7.8.
Okay, 8.2.
Oh wow. Okay.
Well, Jesus Christ, Stone Cold, you make a goddamn fine IPA.
Hell yeah.
This is fantastic. I like this.
No, it's really good.
He was on his show. He does these interviews, and he's a good interviewer. Mm. He asks good questions, and he sits back and shuts the hell up,
yeah.
Which I like, which I don't tend to do sometimes. But it's a good IPA. You can't get it many places. I saw it at a spot called Woodman's up here.
Okay.
And picked that up. That was fantastic.
He did a good job with this one. And honestly, 6.7, a few of these, I'd be pretty toasty.
They have it at Benny's now, which is good. So we had a punishment last year. If you miss it by more than a full point, or if the guy nails your score, you have to do the punishment. You had to eat this terrible pickled cotton candy. Look what happened to this thing.
What?
This is from last season.
What the hell happened to
it? Take it out. Show the world. Look at that.
It's like a puck.
That was half. We had a half thing.
Oh.
Can you even try it?
You can gnaw on it.
Can you try it?
Take a bite.
No.
Here, let me take a bite.
Try it. Oh. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It actually isn't as bad as it's so chalky now. This is actually more edible than it was last year. I'd eat that.
You're not allowed to use my bathroom after this.
It tastes like a fart at first, and then it was all sugar.
Oh my God, you're my fucking hero.
The aftertaste is coming up.
That's amazing. Wow. We got to get you out of here. It's time for College Football Picks.
College Football Picks.
God, I miss that jingle.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
It's finally time.
Time to make some money. I don't think we really ended the Stone Cold segment, but we're big fans, Mr. Austin.
Yeah.
Or as Vince McMahon was like, Mr. Austin.
Actually, both over eight. You got scored over eight for both of us.
Over eight, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I 8-2 or you?
I think I was 8-1. You were 8-2.
I'm digging this. I haven't had a beer in a long time.
I don't ever drink beer, but this is good.
I'm tipsy. I don't have to drive. I had to get you out of here though, because once that cotton candy pops in, you need to be on the road, my friend.
I'll be pretty gassy in my car on the ride home.
He admits it. Sammy.
Yeah.
College football is here. All NFL, right. We got a little more time. College football.
Yeah.
Is here. Okay, we're kind of going in blind. There's so many transfers. There's so much bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The analysis is light. We're going to make the picks quick. Let's talk about these games. What's our first one?
Number one, Texas at number three, Ohio State. Texas is +2.5 with a total of 47.5.
Okay. So Texas is number one, and they're getting 2.5 points. Yes, they're on the road. Okay. I guess if you factor in, a home team usually spots you three. So the math kind of says, well, Texas is kind of favored by 0.5 point, but they're on the road, blah, blah, blah. This is a tough one.
Okay.
I really like Texas +2.5. Not really like. I like Texas +2.5 there. Arch Manning, the nephew of Peyton and Eli Manning, is supposed to be the number one pick next year. He's supposed to blow it up. He's a sophomore. He hasn't played much. But when he's played, he's looked impressive. He's got the pedigree. I think he's made something like $6 million a year as a kid who's done nothing. A kid.
It's amazing.
Now, he's got the right family for that. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep him in line, and they're going to say $6 million is nothing compared to what you could make if you're like, you know, one of your uncles. He's a sophomore. Julian Sayin is his first start for Ohio State. He committed to Bama, and then Nick Saban left, and he said, I only wanted to play for Saban, so he went to Ohio State. Could be interesting. They have one of the best receivers. They have one of the best receivers at Ohio State. Smith is fantastic. Jeremiah Smith. There could be some points in here. I'm a little concerned about the quarterback play for the younger guys that haven't had a lot of experience. But what are we taking?
We're taking that over at 47.5.
It's too easy, Sam. Yeah, that seems good. It's too easy. These are both big offenses, but their defenses are good. I just think you got to throw the 47.5 and go from there. Nice. All right, what do we got next?
Syracuse at number 4, Tennessee.
24.
Number 24, Tennessee. Sorry, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Syracuse is plus 14, and the total is 50.5.
Okay, neutral field. But Syracuse puts up some points. Tennessee puts up some points. I hate betting on Tennessee games. I wouldn't take them. I was thinking Syracuse plus 14, but again, that'll break my heart. The total seems low, so what are we taking, Sam?
Taking that over at 50.5.
Let's go back for another one.
Another one.
All right, what's the next game?
Number 8, Alabama at Florida State University. FSU is plus 13.5, total at 50.5.
Okay, so the first two games were at 11 a.m. This is at 2:30. It's my team. I don't have a ton of confidence in them. I don't love this. We have a new quarterback. We have a whole, you know, Kalen DeBoer is in his second season. The Bama team, it's just not saving.
Interesting.
It's not saving. What do I do, Sam? What do I do?
It looks like you're going to do that prop. Going props.
Who am I taking?
Ryan Williams, anytime TD score.
Anytime TD score. It's only minus 105. Mm-hmm. I like Ryan Williams getting a touchdown. Let's do that. First prop of the season.
Nice.
It's a Bama one. I'm not a homer. That's easy money. At least I know who this guy is. He's fantastic. All right, what's the next game? This is a night game.
Number 9, LSU at number 4, Clemson. LSU is plus 3.5 with a total of 57.5.
All right, most people are going to be so drunk for this game. Mm-hmm. So drunk. So they're either just going to, they're going to fire something. All right. I feel like Vegas knows this. They're going to try to catch up for the night. They're taking that over 57.5. It seems reasonable. It's two quarterbacks that are also going to be potentially top quarterbacks. This Garrett Nussmeier for LSU, he looks pretty good. His dad played in the NFL. His dad was also a offensive coordinator for Bama for a little bit. Brian Kelly and Dabo Sweeney, they were hot shots, but they might be on the hot seat if they – look at that, hot shots but hot seat. I'm almost embarrassed at how like easy that was for me. Brian Kelly, he better win. They paid him a ton of money to come from Notre Dame to LSU, and it's going okay. And Dabo Swinney, he really needs to win at number 4 this year. They both need to get into the playoff. So LSU plus 3.5 I like a lot. But where are we going, Sam?
LSU team total over 26.5.
We're diversifying.
Yeah.
The team total now. Mm-hmm. The team total now. All right, so we have a prop.
Couple overs.
Two overs and a team total over. Okay, what do we got next?
Virginia Tech at number 13, South Carolina. This is Sunday at 2 p.m. Virginia Tech is plus 7.5 with a total at 52.5.
Yeah, everybody's kind of on South Carolina as like a sneaky playoff team. They love this quarterback they have, this Lenoris Sellers. He's like 6'2", 240. He can throw. He's got a big arm. He's got good arm talent. He can run. They're saying like he's kind of like a poor man's Josh Allen, and everybody wants a Josh Allen right now. I don't know. 52.5 seems like a lot. I don't think Virginia Tech's going to be all that good. What are we taking, Sam?
Second prop of the season, Lenoris Sellers over 220 passing yards.
Lock it up.
Nice.
I already locked it up. I was like, I love it. Just fire it. Fire. He had a couple of 300-yard passing games. He came on strong at the end of the season. I think they're going to let him loose. If he becomes, he's not going to be Arch Manning. But if he becomes the number 2 pick, South Carolina is going to get some more looks from recruits that are like, okay, well, they can actually get a quarterback into the NFL. All right, and the last game of this weekend, we're taking a 6-pack. What's the last game, Sam?
Number 6, Notre Dame at number 10, Miami Hurricanes, Sunday at 6:30. Miami is plus 2.5, total at 49.5.
Okay, this is tricky. The Canes have a history of letting me down. My dad went to law school at the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. They were wonderful when I was growing up. The 80s and 90s Hurricanes were so much fun to watch. They've had a lot of ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Notre Dame is starting a redshirt freshman. It's his first career start. Miami, on the other hand, is starting like a 40-year-old in Carson Beck. He's a Georgia transfer. He followed his girlfriend there. She's a basketball player at Miami. We can put her picture up there. Yeah, she's good-looking. Mm-hmm. He blew it. Okay. He cheated on her. The twin sister was like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 you cheated on Hannah. Yeah. So the drama, he might be heartbroken. He might be like, I got to get someone new. Mm-hmm. I might have to treat myself to someone new. Mario Cristobal is the Miami head coach. I have a lot to say about him. Mm-hmm. But he finds a way to win sometimes, and he finds a way to put a program together after a while. A lot of my Canes fans are probably going, I hope you're right on this one, because we've been very disheartened by this. Marcus Freeman is a Notre Dame head coach. He's had a pretty good run there. His defenses and run games tend to set the tone. But I don't listen to too many people. My brother's not a gambler. He has guaranteed they're going to win.
Oh, okay.
So it's a win-win either way. But I do agree with him. What are we taking, Sam?
Miami plus 2.5.
I've looked at the research. I've convinced myself. If they lose, my brother goes, oh, what am I supposed to do? He will not care. My record and reputation are at stake, brother.
Brother. What you gonna do, brother?
All right. But I do like it. I think the Canes actually could stomp him. Carson Beck, as much as he annoys me playing for Georgia and everything, he's got a lot of experience. He's got 2 national championships as a backup. And I like the Canes here. All right? I've convinced myself I'm not going anywhere else. All right? That's it. You got 6 picks. It's at least 4-2.
Lock them in.
It's at least 4-2. Do you like money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
America?
Absolutely.
And overseas?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
You want some drinking money?
Drinking money.
Come on.
Get some of this. Some Stone Cold Broken Skull IPA. All right, Sammy, I'm fired up. Let's do the rest of the show.
I love wrestling beer.
Oh, yeah.
I could do this all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing both of them.
Yeah.
Ka-chow.
Oh, yeah.
Get some.
Do not taste good together.
It's like 2 wieners. What's that like, anyways?
Oh, you know what? It's it's filling, let me tell you.
Atta boy.
It takes a lot of coordination,
Lean
too.
Lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
Double entendre. Sammy, what else is in the news?
Saturday Night Live has fired its 8th cast member before the start of its 51st season.
Oh, rats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Showbiz.
Rats. They just fired Heidi Gardner, who I thought was okay. Do you watch the show at all?
No. I catch the clips on Twitter because then I know it's funny.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stay up and watch an hour and a half or what it is.
It's self-flagellation. It's bad.
Yeah.
Because it was so damn good at certain parts.
Yeah.
And then they decided, well, we're going to make a stand, and we're going to help the people that can't be helped as much, and we're going to do this, and we're going to make sure that they're seen, and we have people that represent other parts of society, and it doesn't matter if they're funny. Well, it does.
It makes a difference.
I'm fired.
I'm all for that first part of that statement.
Hell yeah.
But they got to be funny.
But you got to be funny.
It's Saturday Night Live. You got to be funny.
Well, that's the thing. They were like, oh, SNL just hired their first non-binary. I'm like, no one cares. Are they funny?
Are they funny?
And if they are funny, great. They will capture the heart of America.
Absolutely.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But if you get up there and you lecture that, why don't you think we're great just because we have a name tag that says something different?
Mm.
No one gives a shit. We're all too busy. We got enough to do. Where we don't have to, like, if you come with instructions, I don't need to be your friend. It's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're a difficult person, I'm a difficult person.
Mm.
And I'm normal. Not normal. I'm definitely not normal.
Well, you're funny, so you're allowed to be difficult.
I'm allowed to be difficult. I can be difficult because I'm funny.
Yeah.
And people still call me. And I don't get avoided by too many people yet. I'm working on it. But yeah, they would go on Weekend Update. They didn't have impressions. They didn't have bits. They didn't have characters. So they'd go on and they'd be like, oh, here's my thing. Why is America so shitty?
Yeah.
And we don't need to hear that at 11, 12 at night on a Saturday.
You're supposed to be tuning into that to forget about all the crap.
Oh, we got to talk about Colbert getting fired and Kimmel and all these wretched people who decided, I have an obligation to lecture the world on what I think is right. Everybody, and then it's like, everyone should be accepted for who they are, unless you don't agree with my political stances. Then you should be round up and put into the gulag.
Yeah. It's just different. You know, a commentary like George Carlin was different. He was taking down the whole system.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to, like, lean one. He was taking on everybody. And he was funny at the same time.
He was. I grew to appreciate him later in life. I thought he was a drug addict hippie douchebag when I was growing up.
Oh, he was.
But then I'm like, the dude had a point.
He did.
He had a point on a lot of things, especially the wealthy, especially rich assholes who controlled everything and don't care about you, and politicians who they say, they're just making you fight so that they get away with fucking everything.
Yeah.
And he said that 50 years ago, and it's still happening.
Yeah.
And no one cares. And no one listened.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that say, I love George Carlin, are the same people that go, who'd you vote for? But Lorne Michaels, after 50 years, they were like, you're going to retire. And he's like, I don't think so. I'm going to blow it up.
Why would he?
He really is Dr. Evil.
He is.
He is.
It was actually created after him.
It was. It was the character of Dr. Evil is based on Lorne Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he's a little bit of a psychological torturer.
Yep.
He put together a great show the world changed because of his vision, and he put his money where his mouth is, and I respect him for a lot of things, but I thought that for the last several years, he has failed miserably because he was trying to cater to one part of the country, one part of the world, and it really did poorly.
Yeah.
So he's trying to save face. He's trying to save his reputation and his legacy because it's been shitty. And I think when people came back for that 50th reunion and all the things, they were like, what are you doing, old man?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Because this is not funny.
Yeah.
And the Bill Murrays and Dan Aykroyds and Will Ferrells and you know, if Norm MacDonald was there, oh my God.
Oh, man.
Things would have gotten out of hand.
I wish he would have been alive.
The
for that.
Greatest.
Yeah.
The greatest. But maybe Chevy Chase and all these people who really have had a career, and it, you know, started at Saturday Night Live, or at least that was the, you know, the fast pace to being famous. They probably have a lot to say about these people that can't do a character, so they have to bring back old guests and old, you know, they had to bring in Alec Baldwin to do Trump, you know, and he did a terrible Trump. And Alec Baldwin's really, really talented. He can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But he did a terrible Trump.
I didn't think his Trump was that bad.
Oh, it was just, he hated him so much. It was all that.
I know, it was personal, but his impression wasn't bad.
You can't hate somebody and then think you can do like an objective impression of
yeah.
him. You just, I don't know. It gets too like schoolyard mean.
Yeah.
So I got schoolyard mean. So anyways, they said the only performer... Lauren said the only performer definitely staying is James Austin Johnson, who does Trump, and he does a very good Trump. Have you heard this guy's Trump?
I don't think I have.
Oh, he does a very good Trump.
I'll have to look it up.
I think he's pretty good. So, but yeah, like they fired Shane Gillis because they hired him and fired him 3 days later because something on a podcast came out.
Podcast.
Where he said, you know, a joke. It's a joke. They're there to do jokes.
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody recorded and saying, by the way, Hitler had a lot of great ideas that I loved. You know, it was jokes.
Jokes on SNL. He's one of the biggest comedians in the world right now.
I think that gave them a lot of pause.
I didn't know who Shane was before that.
No.
Never heard of him.
I think he's good.
He's great.
He's not great.
I think he's funny.
You said he's great.
I think he's great.
I've seen Tires. Tires is okay, but you know, it's not Seinfeld. It's fine. all right. So yeah. I hope that show does well. We're available.
Yeah. Lauren. Come on, give us a call. He does a great Trump. Oh, they already have a Trump version.
We'll get a better one. Okay. Trump's going to pork up soon. They'll need me.
There you go.
All right, Sammy, what else?
David Lee Roth has received intense criticism for his performances on his current tour.
Okay. So, this could go back into, like, are you paying for this?
Okay.
Okay? We have... Can you get up the set list that they're doing?
Okay.
The David Lee Roth set list. He's going back, and Sammy Hagar did this too. And they're all doing, I think it's in the...
there it is, episode one. Yeah. Oh.
No, it's in this bullshit. It's okay.
There it is.
So, okay, here we go. So he's doing all Halen songs. He didn't have much of a solo career. So look at this. Panama, probably maybe my favorite Van Halen song. It gets you going.
It does.
You Really Got Me, it's a cover of the Kinks. Running with the Devil's great. Dance the Night Away is fantastic. Jamie's Crying, People Like Unchained, fantastic. Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison cover, but still great. Ain't Talking About Love. He ends up with Ain't Talking About Love, Hot for Teacher, Everybody Wants Some, and Jump. Great. If you saw that and you said, you're going to get those songs, I'm paying for that.
Yeah, that's great set list.
It's, you know, it's probably a $100 ticket. Everything's, you know. The beers are $25, blah, blah, blah. But there's something else to factor in, and this is what it is. That was something.
Something.
I don't want you to rewind where that clip is, but he's trying to show off his schmeckle, and it's not going well.
No, you think he? I think he worked a little too hard on that outfit. You know,
or a little too soft.
A little too soft. Yeah. There's tips for that. Just call me. I'm a former stripper. There's tricks to make that look bigger while you're on stage.
Okay, so stop right there. What do you do?
Okay. They call it tying it off.
Tying it off?
Yeah.
Like a sausage.
Basically, yeah. You get a little blood in there, and you tie it off with you know, like a rubber band or something like that, and it keeps it looking big throughout the show.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen way too many guys jerk off backstage.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
There we go. Pause for edit. Oh!
We can't leave that in?
We can leave that in. It's the first episode I've had.
The first night of stripping was just like that scene in Magic Mike, and I was like, oh my god, it's so true. Don't have a stripper on the show and then get upset when a stripper says stripper things.
Hit Wiener Secrets! No? All right. Well, I guess we ended on that one.
Sorry to derail the show.
So after that, if somebody said I got a free ticket to David Roth, it's in a box, drinks are free, I would go if it's close. I would like to see how bad it is.
I'd go for the free drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I rolled up in Orlando. It was at City Walk. It was 25 years ago, and we're approaching it. We're on like the moving walkways. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like there's a shitty Van Halen cover band here. We get closer, it's David Lee Roth singing. He has not had a voice for a long, long time. Now, his range is crazy, and he's very good, he used to be very good. He's 70. He's not that old. And Mick Jagger's still doing it, and he's like 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, it's bad. It's bad, and he should stop.
Yeah.
And he's worth apparently $60 million, according to the internet.
Doesn't need to do this anymore.
You got to have more, DLR.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll put the picks on X at Points Ticket Pod. We're going to have more shows. We're starting back again next week. We're taking the holiday off. And then every Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to be on here giving you great picks, great news, great information, stripper stories.
Yeah.
And doing what we do. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming back. We hope you watch all the goddamn episodes. Cheers.